有的时候吃了饼喝了杯的时候呢，仍然需要等待医治的时候到来。
So though we take of the bread and partake of the cup, we also wait upon God's time healing.
我在说孟宇，因为他仍然还有 vertical， 所以他为什么有一个椅子在这儿？请你们不要怪哈。
So I'm still suffering from vertigo, so I hope you can understand.
好，请大家打开哥林多前书第十章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们将从23节一直讲到第11章的一节。
So we will be verse 23 to 11 verse, chapter 11 verse 1.
当你打开的时候，请你听台上用英文来念。
I will be reading in English. I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others.Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. If an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it, both for the sake of the person who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something that I thank God for?So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们爱你，因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we love you, for you loved us first.
当我们借着你的圣言打开的时候，你就来光照我们。
As we open today's Bible verse, we ask that your light
come
in us and change us.
当我们看见你的话语的时候，都知道我们的不足。
So that when we see your word, we see where we are lacking.
主，你帮助我们来改变。
Lord, help us change.
帮助我们更加的爱人如己。
Help us to be able to love others as we love ourselves.
更加明白良心的功用。
Help us understand the role of conscience.
更为你的荣耀而活。
And live for your glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, pray.
当今的世界是一个什么样的世界呢
？What kind of a world are we living in today?
可以说是一个相当世俗化的世界。
A very secularized world.
上帝的荣耀和人类永恒的灵魂不再是人们关注的焦点。
Man no longer cares for the glory of God or the final resting place of their souls.
因此剩下的不再是信仰而是宗教形式
and all that's left is not belief but just religious rituals
上周我收到一个美国祖母的留言然后到星期六又打个电话给我
last week I got a message from an old lady and she called me a little while back
她要求为她九个月大的孙子受洗
she wanted to have her nine-month-old grandson baptized
我说你为什么找到我们教会
I asked her, well, why would you want our church to do it?
她说我儿子从前在这受洗的。
And she said, well, my son was baptized here.
我说时代不同了，现在已经不是原来路德宗教会，也不是 Northland Church, this is the Chinese church.
Then I said, well, we're the Chinese church. We don't belong to Northland.
我说这是中华人教会了。
So we're our own church now.
她说 no problem, as long as the church. 中文。
她说就是教会就没有问题。
我说我有点问题。
But I said, I'm sorry, but I have a problem.
因为我们教会只为在我们中间聚会的弟兄姐妹，他们的儿女受洗。
Because our church only baptizes those who meet with us regularly.
也就是说，只有教会的成员的儿女才行。
And that is the infant baptism is a privilege of the members of the church.
显然，这位老太太有点失望，因为她的传统被我们破坏了。
And so this was very disappointing for her because she wasn't able to have this tradition happen at our church.
其实不仅是美国的主流文化早已偏离基督教的价值观和信仰体系。
So it's really not just the mainstream American culture that's left its tradition.
就连回教的国家也在这样走。
Even the Muslim countries are doing so as well.
埃及和叙利亚，我们今天暂且不表。
And I don't really need to mention about what's going on in Egypt or Syria.
讲讲我自己的经历。
But let me tell you something that I experienced.
上个月我跟我们这个第三天印的主席和我们的主管去了亚洲侍奉。
Me and my the head of our organization went to Asia.
所以香港和新加坡都很短暂的停留。
And so we stopped,
讲课也很短。
We stopped by both Shanghai and Singapore.
但是印尼我们工作了两周，第一周开会，第二周教课。
And then we stayed in Indonesia for 2 weeks.
但这两周体会就不一样了。
And so we
两周在一个回教国家，世界最多的回教徒的地方。
And Indonesia is the nation that has the largest Muslim population.
我每天都能听到那个高亢的从清真寺发出来的那个这样的声音。
And so everywhere I went, there were temples filled with the songs of praise.
Mosques.
Yes, mosques. Sorry.
Yeah, too general. 然后呢，我自己呢就被提醒说，哦，这是他们五次祷告的时间了。
And so every time I heard it, I thought, oh, this must be the time of prayer for them.
如果你上街，在机场，在一些重要的地方，你发现穆斯林的妇女是从头到脚盖得严严实实，黑色的。
And the women dress very conservatively. They're covered from head to toe in black.
男人对女人也是相当的凶。有一个人大概有好几个妻子。他那个在机场的时候走，一个小太太走到前面一点，被管理员说了以后呢。
And they're not there. And I also saw a man with several wives, and one of his junior wives, I guess, got was out of line.
然后他就开始训他，然后站后面去。
And so she
那妇女乖乖的到后面。
And then so he told her, you know, get back in line. And then she very meekly.
好像恢复了他们的宗教次序，是不是？
And so it seems on the surface everything's all good and orderly.
但是你打开电视，看看新闻，到餐馆去。
But if you watch TV or you go in a restaurant.
甚至我的一个主管告诉我，他用他自己的 free point 去了 Marriott。
One of my supervisors went to the Marriott to stay.
结果到最后那个那一级就是不是五星级的酒馆，结果那个酒馆里头晚上是一大群的妓女和妓男。
And so at the bar at night, we're full of prostitutes, both male and female prostitutes.
啊，这个情况，电视里跟美国很像，生活情景跟世俗化的社会完全一样。
And so their mass media is really not all that different from the rest of the world, and their society is not all that different from the rest of the world either.
无论是腐败还是堕落，宗教没有办法救人。
Religion cannot solve the problems of
只有耶稣基督的福音才能够拯救人、改变人和改变社会。
But only the gospel of Christ can change the human heart and change society as well.
在过去的两个多月里面，我们都在集中宣讲《哥林多前书》的八到十章。
So in the last 2 months, we've been preaching out of 1 Corinthians chapters 8 through 10.
其实整个的哥林多前书这个八到十章是一个整体。
So this was a major section in 1 Corinthians.
其内容很简单，就是当哥林多的众圣徒面对偶像崇拜或者使用偶像崇拜的食物的时候，他们面临一个考验，面临一个试探。
And so the Corinthian church were facing a great trial in the matter of worshiping idols and eating food that had been served to idols.
保罗给他们的药方是什么呢？
So what did Paul advise them?
他是以大的诫命，就是爱上帝、爱人如己为要求。
So he calls them to love God and to love their fellow man as themselves.
以耶稣基督恩惠的福音为能力。
And to have power in the gospel.
鼓励他们甘心放弃自己的自由和权利，切实的相爱。
Encourage them to gladly relinquish their own rights and privileges.
他们彼此相爱的时候，不是为了别人跌倒，而是为了为主赢得不同的人。
And to love each other in order to win people to Christ.
面临各种各样试探的时候，逃避偶像，忠于基督，从而荣耀上帝。
And in all temptations to escape the idols, to be loyal to Christ.And glorify God.
我知道在我们中间来说，这种话好像是老生常谈了。
So, you know, maybe you've already heard a sermon like this many times before.
但是你跟我一样都切身地体验到，我们在自己的生活中，在教会的生活中，常常遇见这些事情，这些挑战和遇见我们自己的失败，不是吗？
But isn't it true that also we also face many trials and we fail as many times, much more than we succeed?
今天我们进入这段保罗的总结尾声的部分。
So today we're in the summary section.
保罗不仅给出具体的信仰实践，
He doesn't just give very practical advice.
如何面对良心，还有一个总结，就是耶稣基督的跟随者他们最高的目标就是要一切荣神一人。
And so he also gives the The main principle of how a Christian should conduct himself, and that is to glorify God and benefit others.
这不光是对当时的哥林多教会、初代教会。
And this is a message not just for the people of Corinth.
也不光是对历世历代的信徒。
And not just for the people of God.
今天要对你我来讲话。
But today, God is using these passages to speak to you.
他引导我们要离开黑暗，进入光明。
He calls us out of the darkness and into the light.
成为不同社会文化中的那个道德良心。
So that we are become the conscience of society.
盼望这段重要的经文光照我们每个人的心。
May these words illumine every one of us.
使我们能够在言行举止中间有能力做出三个方面的改变。
So we can have three things that in our actions and words.
你我的言行要先求他人的益处。
That first we are to seek the good of others.
你我的言行要给良心自由。
Second, that our actions are out of our free conscience.
最后，你我的言行要为荣耀神而做。
And thirdly, your actions and deeds, your words and deeds should be for the glory of God.
够简单吗？
That's very simple, right?
哦，帮我一下啊。好，我们的言行。哥林多前书这段，我念一下中文。刚刚你们念过英文了，这是在二十三章。十章的二十三到二十四，他说：“凡事都可行，但不都有益处；凡事都可行，但不都能造就人。无论何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。”你要特别留心，这句话并不是保罗第一次在哥林多前书提到的。
So we know that this catchphrase is not the first time that Paul mentioned it.
保罗在六章十二节就说了。他说：“凡事我都可行，但不都有益处；凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。”
1 Corinthians 6:12 All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. All things are permissible, but I am not bound by those things.
保罗在说什么呢
？What is Paul talking about？
很多的解经家都认为保罗是用了一个哥林多当时流行文化的一句话，就是“凡事都可行”。
That you know this was something of a phrase that was very popular back in the day.
这个口号是不是我们也听过的？
So we've probably heard catchphrases like that.
有什么不行，
right?
只要我愿意，对不对？
Like, right, just do it, right?
所以我那个时候，我记得我在大陆的时候，老听有一个老人家说，不管白猫黑猫，抓住老鼠就是好猫。中国已经在这条路上走很远哈，也是这样的话。
And so we know that you know the practical person might believe it's the results that matter.
然后刚到美国没多久以后就过了十年以后老布什上台了他就说小布什上台了这是哈他说 no child left behind
and you know
打教育的牌
and we were if you lived in the United States for a while you're probably familiar withGeorge W. Bush's No Child Left Behind policy.
这些各种各样的流行话，就像你们今天听的，在中国听和谐社会，在这里听 Obamacare 是一样的。
And so, you know, we're inundated with all sorts of catchphrases.
但是呢，保罗在这里十分巧妙地加了一个限定。
But Paul adds to these words.
但不都有益处，但都不能造，不一定能造就人。
All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial, nor are they beneficial to us.
请问基督徒是什么人呢？
What kind of people should Christians be?
若非基督徒标榜自己有自由，基督徒要怎么样呢？
So if the non-believer believes thinks themselves free, what is a Christian to do?
基督徒应该更加强调我们的自由，但是我们要强调是我们自由的从犯罪的奴役下释放，从黑暗中得到拯救。
So we should also emphasize our freedom, but our freedom is the freedom from sin, from the bondage of sin.
在上帝的恩典中，在耶稣基督里面，自由地执行上帝的旨意。
And so we are,
这是我们的自由权。
Our freedom is the freedom to do the will of God and please what is pleasing to Him.
保罗在这里不光是提醒哥林多的教会说，在你的文化中流行的教育中有陷阱、有试探。
So because he reminds the people of Corinth that in the society around us there are dangers and temptations.
有些事情你做了对你自己不利，或者对别人不利。
There are things that you do that are not beneficial to yourself or to other people.
他更进一步说，无论任何人，不要求自己的益处，乃要求别人的益处。
No matter who you are not to be selfish, but you are to seek the others' benefit.
听明白了吗？基督徒是什么人
？So what kind of a person is a Christian?
基督徒是放弃自己权利，要求别人权益在自己前面的人。
That a Christian is someone who puts the good of someone else above their own.
多少人举手说上当了？这个我怎么信主了？
So you know, you might feel like, Well, wait, hey, you guys didn't tell me about this when you preached the gospel to me.
这是相当反文化的、反潮流的，不是吗？
This is very anti-mainstream.
用今天的话来说，简单说，保罗在说什么？有车的人要为没有车的人着想。
And so Paul is saying to these people that those who have, let's say you have, you know, if you have a car, you are to think of those who don't have car.
没有孩子拖累的人要帮助有孩子的人。
If you don't have children, you should help those who do.
富有的人要想到贫穷的人。
If you are rich, you should have compassion for
the poor. 能干的人要帮助低等的人。
If you have talent, you are to help those.
至少在外在的行动上是如此。
And so, you know, we may be able to go through the motions.
再想想你要不要受洗。
So, you know, those of you who are invested in the class, think about
先人后己
that, you know, you,
难道不是你原来的理想吗？
That, you know, it's not just
曾经试过，你爸妈妈这样灌输过你，他们现在不这么灌输了。
You know, that this is, you know, maybe you've heard these kind of teachings in the past.
说白了，上帝要他的儿女甘心吃亏。
That God wants his children to be willing to be to be wronged by others.
The freedom to let other people take the advantage, basically. 你愿意吗？你也甘心吗？
Would you be willing? Would you do it gladly?
你愿意教导你的儿女如此行吗？
Would you teach your children to do this?
够呛啊，够呛。老实说，够呛。我们的习惯是不顺服。
And so that's a really hard to pill to swallow.
为此，我想让你再说，我多说一点，让你明白一下。
So let me give you an example.
从一个方面，你一定要知道，如此吃亏受累，为了别人的好处，你要问究竟值不值。
And so you are whatever you do, you should ask yourselves, is it worth it for this other person?
你看在这里头，如果往下看，看到三十二和三十三节的时候，我就开始明白了，不仅是犹太人，是希腊人，是上帝的教会。你们都不要使他跌倒，就好像我凡事叫众人喜欢，不求自己的益处，只求众人的益处，叫他们得救。
Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews or Greeks or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved.
所以保罗在说什么？这就说，无论是哪个族裔的教会，都不要因你的言语态度使其他的人犯罪跌倒。
So Paul says it doesn't matter what ethnicity you belong to, that you are not to cause other people to sin or to fall by your words or actions.
反而目的是让他们因着福音得拯救。
But rather by your actions and words for them to be saved.
保罗显然不想让哥林多的教会或者我们福音教会的人误解我们吃亏、放弃自己自由的目的，只是做好事而已。
I want to make this clear that Paul is not telling us to let other people take advantage of us because that's the right thing to do.
目的是什么？使人得拯救。
But it is for the salvation of others.
究竟人对上帝、对自己、对宇宙有多大的价值？
So what is the worth of a human life?
没有得到拯救人，他的结局是什么？
What is the destiny of one who is not saved?
换句话说，我们善待他人，让他们得救的动机是什么？
So what is our motive for treating others kindly?
保罗的话说，就是福音使命在万事之前。
Paul says the calling of the gospel is the top priority.
至少简单，我可以说三个方面。
And there's three aspects of this.
首先是上帝永恒的计划。
First is that God has the eternal plan.
在上帝的旨意中，他一定要击败魔鬼，消灭罪和死亡。
That one day he will defeat the devil and erase sin and death.
要让他的形象按他的心意治理这个宇宙。
And the people of God who bear his image will once
again rule all. 如果这件事情失败了
，if this failed,
这叫上帝丢脸。
It would be shame for God's faith. That would be a great shame for God.
上帝从来没有丢过脸，但是如果这件事情失败了，上帝是丢脸了，丢尽了。
So if this could fail, then it would be a great slap to the face, a great insult to God.
想想，如果在古代的时候，你要想上帝的时候，必须像古代。古代的时候，如果皇帝下了圣旨，大臣和百姓是不是开个会讨论一下？哎，这件事要不要执行呢？
So, you know, if you lived in ancient China and the emperor came with a royal decree, would you gather a committee and discuss, you know, should we implement this?
至少你们在电视剧里看过。
So, you know, you've at least seen it on television,
他说什么？
right?
接旨是吧？跪下来的哈。
And they
马上一跪，对不对
？And they have to kneel down and take the decree.
表明绝对的顺服。
And as a symbol of their absolute,
上帝说叫你们
absolute,
遵行旨意，是吧？我们有的时候叫说前面有跪的地方，大家不跪的，因为我们的膝盖是很难跪的，没那习惯。
So you know, our church, even though the pews in our church have the kneeler bars, I noticed that our church is not in the habit of doing it because we don't have that.
有的时候身体跪下可以帮助你的心跪下。
But I encourage you that sometimes when you go through the motions, it.
如果对皇帝都要如此，你怎么样对待宇宙万物的上帝发出永恒的旨意
？That if you know a human king deserves such glory and honor, then how much more the King of Kings?
你要愿意试一下是很舒服的，实际上。我第一次试验不是在这儿，是在我们那个神学院的 chapel。试验了以后，我都挺愿意这样做。你如果现在试一下，我一点看不出你在跪的，但你真跪在那儿，很舒服的。
And I encourage you to give it a shot. It's actually not as uncomfortable as you might think.
第二个，我们为什么要善待人
？Second, why are we to be kind to others?
是实现耶稣基督受死复活这位主的差派。
That we have been sent by the one who has died and come back.
记着，我们是什么人？我们是新人类。
We are now the new creation.
在耶稣基督里的人都成了新人类，他们有一个新人类的重大使命，就是做事有一个最终极的目的，带人成为耶稣基督的跟随者。
And we know that as Christians, we have been given a great commission to make all people His disciples.
让他们从婴儿的时期长到成熟，再长大成人。
So that they are not just born again, but they can grow in maturity and become mature.
下一周新一学期的主日学就开始了。
Next week we're starting new Sunday school class.
什么是你的目标？什么是你的目的
？All right, what is your goal?
你甘心乐意按照上教会，上帝透过教会为你设计的不同阶段的三级课程走吗
？Are you willing to take one of these three courses?
认真的接受装备，而不是随便乱跳。
That you stick with a class so that you can be equipped from beginning to end.
注意，不是为了自己，是为了别人。
It's not for yourself, but for others.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我和师母向翟雷承诺，我们要教一级的课程《人生中的福音》。
Me and my wife, we promised to teach the gospel of life.
我不知道其他的老师怎么要求，但是我跟翟雷有一个交易，就是所有的人必须要做作业。
And so one of the things in our lesson plan, I don't know about the other teachers.
因为你没有办法，不这样的话，你没办法帮助别人，你没法消化。
Because we really want you to digest this material so you can help other people.
This is the Lord's commission.
这是上帝的使命。
第三。
Third.
耶稣基督会来审判。
Christ will come and judge.
沉沦之人是绝对可怕的。
And the fallen state is piteous indeed.
是的，耶稣基督升天已经2000年了。
It's been 2,000 years since Christ ascended.
还没有再回来。
He hasn't come back yet.
但是圣经应许我们。
But the Bible promises us.
上帝透过他的儿子，透过他的圣灵，不断地说他一定要再来。
That through His Word, He says over and over again that He will come again.
他来不光是接这些信靠他的人到永远的新天新地去享受福乐。
And this is not He will not only call His people to Himself to enjoy eternity forever.
他在这件事上当然得荣耀。
And He will be glorified.
他来还要做另一件事情。
He has also come to do another thing.
审判所有的不义。
To judge all unrighteousness.
一切跟随魔鬼和鬼魔的人都要在永恒的地狱里活着
and,
永死之教
And all those who are in rebellion against God will die the eternal death in hell.
有的人经常对我说哎呀你能把上帝讲的天堂的一角给我看一看我就信主
So, you know, people say, well, why don't you talk more about heaven if you, you know, if you describe more, I might become a believer.
我突然意识到其实大可不必
That I thought, no, we don't really...
你可以倒过来走，达到一样的效果。
That you, it's actually easier to look at it from the other point of view.
因为耶稣也是这样做的。
Because Jesus himself taught...
你只要把所有人类的丑陋放在一起，不加限制地让他们发展。
If you think about the worst that the humanity can accomplish, and you go and you let them to go, you let them develop worse and worse without any restriction.
然后你问这些人，你愿不愿意永远这样活着？这样在这个里头活着。
I don't think anybody would want to live in that kind of world.
我敢肯定，大批的人都愿意逃亡这个人间的地狱，进入人间的天堂。
That you know, anywhere there is a hell on earth, we could see that people always try to flee from it.
当然他信不信耶稣是唯一的道路，他不一定。
But they may not believe that Jesus is the only way.
因为将来的那个地狱是一个永远没有慈爱、良善、阳光和温暖的地方。
Because that day in hell is far away from all good.
你知道吗？这是你的人类同胞。
These are your fellow human beings.
我这次去那个唐牧师那个教会讲课，就发现他每年要跑出很多的地方。虽然这个人有很多的弱点，但是他不断的在印尼的各个城市里布道，也差遣他们教会的人去布道。这件事情是我难以否认的。
That I went to Stephen Tong's church and I saw him just he go all over Indonesia to preach the gospel.
警告人逃避灾祸。
To warn,
这是爱人的表现。
And in his love, he calls people to repentance.
什么是人最大的益处？
What is the greatest?
就是在基督里面得到永远的生命，得拯救。
Have eternal life in Christ.
不至于灭亡，反得永生，不是永死。
That they will not perish, but have everlasting life.
我们继续往下。对不起，我们要看哪儿了？我们来看良心。
Let's now look at conscience, matters of conscience.
这个25-30节说到市场买东西，然后良心的缘故，甚至说到一些大家不太容易明白的地方，但实际很简单。
So Paul talks something that maybe you might not run into in everyday, but it is actually very easy to understand.
他这里是讲一个直接的呼吁，在日常生活中如何为了自己和别人良心的自由，注意自己的言行。
And this is how do you conduct yourself so that you are mindful of other people.
保罗基本讲了两种吃喝的时候面临的问题，然后我们再看一些结论。
And so he talks about two circumstances.
他说无论在市场上还是在宴席上，你到时候只要有这个食物的时候，只管吃，不用问食物的背景。
And so, you know, when you are eating, you don't need to ask where the food comes from.
因为万物都是上帝所造的，即使外邦为外邦人的神旨献祭的这些东西，仍然可以借着祷告和感恩领受。
Because all things have been created by God, and so you should. It's even if it's, you know, food that's been offered to idols, you can still eat of it.
因为有的时候，你一旦知道你如果良心软弱或者信心软弱产生质疑的话呢，你觉得吃了反而是犯罪。我原来讲过，那是真犯罪了。
And I told you before that if your conscience is weak and you feel that there's something wrong with it, then you have sinned.
所以这种情形呢是讲个人的良心的问题。
So this is a matter of personal conscience.
但是某些情形下，他说有人，就是说，当外邦人请你的时候，或者是犹太人和基督徒对你说，哎，你马上吃的这个物啊是献过祭的，你还能吃吗？
And so in certain circumstances, if somebody has a problem with what you're eating, then should you eat it?
对不起，请回到这个地方。怎么到容神了 ？OK， 继续。对不起。
No, I'm done.
OK， 就是说你还会吃吗
？Would you eat that food？
你吃吗？不吃为什么？这是为别人了，对不对
？No, you should.
那人显然在意这件事，这人为什么说出来
？The fact that you probably shouldn't eat because the person brought it up, so obviously it's something that matters to them.
这个人良心显然在意吃是否献给偶像的食物。
And so he may be offended by the food that you're eating.
此时你的不吃跟第一个情形的不吃都是为了良心，第一次是为了自己，第二个呢是为了别人的良心。
And so whether you eat or you refrain from eating, it is a matter of conscience, either your own conscience or someone else's.
什么是良心呢？
What is conscience?
有人这样定义，是一种对道德和信仰原则要共同遵守的一种认知。
It's a kind of knowledge of right and wrong.
任何人都会有的。保罗在罗马书2:15说：“是非之心相互较量。”
And that everyone has a conscience.
人的良心有一种前瞻性，也有一种回顾性。
That conscience has both foresight and hindsight.
会对自己做出的事情做一个感情的判断，做一个抉择。
And we weigh all of our decisions against it.
如果你违背了你自己的良心，你会有一种内疚感。
And if you
罪疚感。
And if you violate your conscience, then you would feel guilty.
我给你举一个我自己的例子哈。
Let me give you an example.
这次不是犯罪哈。
I hope I didn't do anything.
我也是用印尼的例子。我跟我这两个同事在印尼一个半星期以后，实在受不了印尼饭了。
And so we were, you know, we were in Indonesia for 2 weeks, and I was very not used to the food.
然后我们三个人决定到外面去吃饭，大家都很兴奋，各自做的各自的吃各种饭菜的美梦，进到 mall 里了。
So we went to the mall, and we, you know, visions of food were dancing in our heads.
结果这个 Richard 和这个 Michael 要吃 Burger King。
And then,
老美哈
but you know the Americans they wanted to eat Burger King.
我看那么多精美的中国的、香港的、朝鲜的、日本的食物。
And I saw I was looking at the food court that was full of all of this delicious food.
怎么办呢
？So what do I do?
我也做了一个选择。
So I made a decision.
你知道我在这方面是很美国化的，我就说 OK, you choose your one, I choose. 但是我们想一块吃饭，所以我跑到隔壁的那个日本店买了一个乌冬面。
And so I thought, well, you know, we're free to make our own choices. So I ran next door and bought some noodles.
然后呢，他们很吃惊我这样做。
And they were very shocked that I did that.
然后我妈说没关系，没关系，我在那吃了。
And I thought, well, it's gonna be fine. I just
吃了一半，货来了，那个餐馆经理出来了。
And halfway through the meal, the restaurant manager shows up.
他非常客气 ，Sir, you cannot eating the food from other restaurant in here.
先生啊，你不能在我们的餐馆吃别人家的食物啊！
但是我这个脸皮厚，换句话说，我这个良心不敏感哈、啊，不感到太难堪。
Well,
我马上说，我再买一个那个 fries 行不行
？And you know, I didn't really have much of a sense of shame about it.
那个人就摇头走了，我就去买一个 fries。
Is it okay if I just you know got some fries or something？
但是我发现我那老板呢，两个都非常的尴尬，由我这个下属哈、啊、给他带来一个乌冬面，跑到了 Burger King。
But I noticed that my coworkers were very embarrassed about the situation.
因为从一个层面上呢，我的吃喝的确影响了他们的良心的意识。虽然我没有违法，但是我违规了。
And so I was an error in the matter of food that even if I didn't break the law, I definitely breached protocol.
因为我知道自己从大陆出来，经过多年的风雨，我们的良心都蒙上了一种厚厚的老茧，不再敏感。
Because
对别人的需要不再敏感。
Because I know that you know because of my life experiences that my conscience has grown numb over the years.
但是保罗为什么要特别保护人的良心？
But why does Paul care so much about people's conscience?
其实整个的根正教神学非常重视人的良心。
And in fact, all of the Reformed theology very
a Protestant theology in
percent. Protestant theology.
我再举个例子，想想马丁路德，当他发现因信称义是什么时候
？So how did Martin Luther discover justification by faith?
首先是他的良心不断被他的罪疚所折磨。
Because he felt guilty about his sins.
因为他悔改完了以后，一回去又发现脑子有很多不该想的事，他又再回来悔改，他一直被这件事情折磨。
Because every time he repented, he found himself thinking the same sinful thoughts.
直到他身体中重新发现人因信称义的道理，是基督的义在我里面，是不是我的义
？And it wasn't until he went through the Bible and realized that it was the Christ's righteousness, not mine.
其实路德的神学不光是从良心从罪的过犯中得自由，更是良心对上帝的话语有一个正确的回应和顺服，以至于良心平安。
And so he was freed not only from the burden of guilt, but now he knew what he should be doing.
记得他在这个天主教的审判席上，他说这句话，我用英文，也许你可以翻成中文 ：My conscience is captive.To the word of God, I cannot and will not recant anything, for to go against conscience is neither right or safe.
我的良心是被上帝的话而俘虏了，我不会，我也不，我也绝不反收回我任何的说的一句话，因为违背圣经，违背我的良心是错。不是对的，也不是对我，也不是为我，也不是安全的。
你知道他这里安全在讲什么吗？
So what is the safe he's talking about?
他的灵魂不安全。
That his soul it would be in danger.
所以加尔文最后进一步把这个人的良心问题作为基督徒的自由一部分来说。
And so Calvin expounded on this that the conscience is a matter of freedom.
他说只有在人和上帝之间，只有圣经是那个审判人的判官。
That it is only the word of God that is the ultimate judge.
他说人的良心从一个角度来说可以在他之外做另一个见证人让人无法推诿自己的罪责
And the conscience is a witness against the person because they know that they cannot.
有的时候你睡不着觉是因为一个良心的事情过不去。
You know, haven't you laid awake at night thinking about something you should have done or shouldn't have done?
所以我们讲道是什么? 要诉诸人心，向人良心讲话，让人的心被上帝引导。
And so that is why we preach. We preach to reawaken the conscience.
所以整个的清教徒，如果我们这次上完清教徒课的时候，我没有时间讲良心，但是他们真是从圣经真理中更加全面地来阐述良心的三个方面。
And so, you know, as we're wrapping up the Puritan movement, the study of the Puritans, let me remind you that they too also were very focused on the action of the conscience.
他说良心的本质，良心的败坏和良心的恢复。
That, you know, they discussed the original nature of the conscience, the corruption of the conscience, and the restoration.
现在的中国文化，包括美国文化，都需要恢复人良心的公用和自由。
Our modern culture today, whether that be China or America, it needs the gospel to free it from the bondage of its corruption. And the laws are not enough.
其中一个自由就是恢复法律赋予我们的基本权利，包括信仰的自由，这叫良心的自由。
And one is to protect the basic right that is granted to us.
That's why you know the First Amendment is coming from, although now is manipulated a different way. But the First Amendment, when that come out, it's really for the freedom those people can, don't have to believe in God.
这个第一个宪法原始做出来的就是给人这个良心的自由，他信神也可以，他不信神也可以，你不能强迫他。
最近在中国法院有很多的开庭的事件。And
you know, there's been a lot of court cases in China that have made news.
薄熙来开庭了，李天一开庭了。
I'm sorry, I have no idea who.
Oh yeah, finally, the two person is important person in different way. 那知道的人就知道，但是有一件不起眼的新浪网的微博，我要告诉你。So
there's a little news item I noticed about these car cases.
是8月29号。 13位的基督徒律师集中在河南的平顶山中级法院。There
were 13 Christian lawyers gathered in a courthouse.
为7位为基督的信仰而坐牢被判处施邪教来为他们辩护。So
and they gathered in defense of 7 Christians who were accused of believing in cults and were in jail for that.
所以在第二次开庭的时候，上午开庭的时候，基督徒的律师。 他们就这样来向人的良心来陈述。And
so, in their opening statement, they appeal to the conscience of all present in this matter.
当然，你们所有的现在给的律法官或者给他们的辩护律师都是无神论者。That
every person in the process of this court case, whether it be the judge or the lawyers, are all atheists.
所以，因此你应该回避这个宗教的案例。 你要找有神论来审判，至少要有神论在场。And
so, how could you possibly judge the matter of believing in God in a fair manner?
你猜结果是什么？So
what happened?
法庭竟然休庭了。The
court was suspended.
良心。And
so they awakened his conscience.
这是张凯牧师发起的最多的一次基督徒为参与信徒的辩护一次。And
so this case had the most Christians in defense of other Christians.
所以基督徒，我觉得不光是他们在这个法庭上向法官的良心诉讼，他们之所以能够站出来为自己的信仰做辩解，为那些肢体受逼迫的时候做辩解，首先他们的良心不安，知道吗？ 上帝先审判他们的良心，以至于他在公庭上可以来向那些法官来陈述。And
so, you know, that they were able to appeal to the judge's conscience because they themselves were first touched in their conscience by the unjust treatment that their fellow brethren faced.
所以著名的清教徒牧师 Vincent 这样说。So
a very famous Puritan pastor said,
一个好的良心给人坚定的勇气。A
good conscience gives man a steadfast courage.
能够毫无畏惧地站在他的敌人面前。
And so that they can stand fearless before their enemies.
保罗曾经真诚地站在犹太人的法庭上。
Paul once stood before the courts.
面对他们的时候，他没有胆怯，因为他良心无愧。
He was not afraid because he had a clean conscience.
反而保罗是用《使徒行传》的二十四章来说，他讲公义、节制和将来的审判，充满了那个信心。
So he spoke of righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, and he was full of confidence.
谁害怕了呢？是那个菲利斯。
And the man that, who was supposed to judge
Felix. 甚感恐惧，说你暂且下去吧，等以后再叫你再来。
He was so afraid that he said, you can leave. I'll call you back at a later convenience."
理由十分简单，审判良心不洁。
And so the reason why he withdrew was because he became aware of his unclean conscience.
阶下囚反而因无愧的良心，让他羞愧了。
And he was ashamed by this man who had nothing to be ashamed of.
因为他盼望有一个最终的审判。
Because he knew he was looking forward to a just judgment.
愿上帝赐给我们每一位在基督里面的人有一个坚定良好的良心。
May God give.
我们不操纵别人的良心，只是塑造别人的良心。
So we are not to manipulate other people's conscience, but we are to appeal to them.
最后很快就结束。
Finally,
你的言行要荣耀上帝。
Your actions and words should glorify God.
保罗在本章最后说出非常让人熟悉的话，就是所以你们无论吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀上帝而行。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
保罗讲论说，我们的言行在上帝面前，为何、如何，为了别人的益处和良心行事为人之后。
And so Paul says, you know, how we are to act and speak in consideration of other people.
他现在开始转向整个人类被造和救赎以后的终极的目的，就是万事要以上帝的荣耀为顾念。
He turns his attention to the true destiny of all mankind, that is that man's chief goal is to glorify God.
这里不是否认吃喝给人带来的益处，不是让我们不享受我们工作带来的快乐。
It's not that, you know, eating right isn't good for us or that we shouldn't, you know, relax.
而说一切在日光之下的是，如果没有以这位造物主本来的心意、救赎主的心意来为最终的目的的时候，
that we are to be careful that no matter what we do, if we do not have God, glorifying God is our final goal.
其他的目的根本无法实现。
Then you will not succeed in any of your other goals.
有饭不香，有床睡不着。
That in fact, the more you seek happiness, the more evasive it'll be.
其他的所有东西都是在荣耀神的时候的副产品。
So all of everything else is a side effect of glorifying God.
当你把这些副产品作为你的主要的、最主要、最终的目的来追求的时候，
But when you seek after the side effects as your primary goal,
你不光这些目的实现不了，而会成为拦阻。
You will not achieve your goals, and those things will in fact be the barriers to true happiness.
想一想，如果这是上帝对人的设计，你怎么可能来反对他永恒造物主对你设计？就像电脑反对设计电脑的工程师一样，多么的愚蠢的想法！
God designed you to function a certain way. Do you really think you could go against it?
但是保罗这里不断地提醒我们，他要如此的行，让他们效法他。
So Paul calls the people of Corinth to use him as an example.
他说我行了，我至少在你们中间一年半这样做了。
He says, because I lived among you for a year and a half.
保罗为自己的榜样向别人说，他为了别人的益处传福音，不受奉献，被鞭打，下监牢，上公堂，最后是被杀的。
And so for the sake of others, he preached the gospel, and he didn't take any money from the Corinthians. He was whipped, he was jailed, and he stood in court, and in the end he was martyred.
我在预备我们教会领袖的这个今天下午和明天的这个退休会的时候，
As I was preparing for the leadership retreat for the church,
师母突然提醒我，她说你看看教会过去一年做了哪些事。
My wife reminded me, you know, to look at what the church has accomplished in this last year.
当我看到教会的主日学的老师、敬拜的人、敬拜带领敬拜的人、传福音的人，无论是我们的去年的短宣队，还是牧师、长老，还是我们不同的人到不同的地方，我心里充满了感恩。
So as I looked at all of the conferences of the church, whether that be Sunday school teachers or people who went on mission trips or people who became deacons or elders, my heart was full of thanksgiving.
你们这些奉献支持他们的人，在背后祷告的人。
And all of you who are silently supporting them or in prayer or in financial needs.
但是保罗没有停在他自己的榜样上。
But Paul didn't stop with his own example.
他自己知道他是罪人中的罪魁。
Because he knew that he was the chief of sinners.
所以第十一章的一节是他的结论。
And so he sums it all up.
不是你们效法我，我如同我效法基督。
That you are to follow my example the way I follow Christ's example.
当我们进入这个社会。
As we enter into this society,
在我们的家庭、学校、公司、商店、餐馆、诊所，任何的时空中
，whether it is at home, at school, at work, in a store, in a restaurant, going to the doctor, in any circumstance,
你一定会遇见不同的人，面临不同的事。
You will meet different people and be in different circumstances.
你有不同的压力，不同的习俗。
There will be different pressures, different customs.
我们能够有能力，万事来荣耀上帝吗
？Can we truly live in a way that glorifies God?
我们必须要承认
，We must admit，
我们天然在骨子里不是为上帝的名声和他人的好处而活的。
That we do not live for God's glory。
承认这一点吗
？Do you admit that？
你承认这一点吗？真的，这是我们天然的。
That's our natural inclination。
但同时，在基督里有一个好消息，就是这些新人类有一个改变。
But the good news is that in Christ Jesus, we
因为基督在人类最黑暗、最邪恶的审判台上。
He stood before the most corrupt court of.
他是带着一个完全清洁的良心来到上帝的面前。
He came before
来到世人的面前。
With a pure conscience.
为我们这些每一个受玷污的人的良心，上了十字架。
And he died on the cross for all of us who have unclean consciences.
他最后七言里头每一句话都表明他是一个圣洁的良心。
And all of all the things that he said as he was being crucified, it shows his purity.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
今日，你这个强盗要跟我在乐园里了。
Behold, today you.
母亲，看你的儿子。
Woman, behold your son.
看你的母亲，看你的儿子，看你的母亲。
And man, behold your mother.
我的神啊，我的神，你为什么弃绝我？
my God, why have you forsaken me?
我渴了。
I thirst.
成了。
It is finished.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
Father, in your hands, I give
my spirit. 完全的顺服，完全的清洁。
He was in complete submission, and he was completely pure.
不仅如此，他复活升天之后，差遣圣灵来到我们中间。
And after his resurrection, and he raised into heaven and sent the Spirit into us.
用清水洒在我们不洁的心上，洁净我们。
He has cleansed us with the holy water from above.
洁净了我们的良心。
Cleansed our spirit, our consciences.
今天上帝不断地在呼吁我们在上帝的面前有一个洁净的心。
That so, and today he stands before God and calls us to have clean hearts.
我们靠着这位圣洁的主的良心。
And so let us rely on that, the one who is pure.
我们也可以对我们的弟兄姐妹一同说。
We can say to our brothers and sisters.
让我们一同效法基督。
Let us imitate Christ together.
一同效法他的生。
Let us imitate the way he lived.
一同效法他的死。
And the way he died.
结束之前，我给讲一个故事。
Let me end with a story.
有的时候战争的起是相当惨烈的。
War we know is can be very terrible.
在有个电影叫《Pianolist》的电影，说多少人看过《Piano》啊，《Pianolist》。
There I don't know.
这个是讲二战期间来迫害犹太人的一个情景，在波兰。
So there is a movie called The Pianist. It's about the persecution of the Jewish people in Poland.
当这电影快要结束的时候，有一个这个犹太人的钢琴师，他已经饿得没有办法。
And so, in one of the characters in the story was a Jewish pianist who was starving to death.
但是他突然找到了一个黄瓜的罐头。
He found a can of pumpkins.
但是找不到开罐头的。东西
But he couldn't find a can opener.
他开始走各种各样的那些废墟。
And so he dug in every pile of trash he could find.
就突然找到一个地方有 fireplace， 然后有这些箱子，然后他就开始开他这罐头。
So finally he came upon a campsite and he immediately started digging in.
快开完的时候，罐头掉地上了，咣当一声。他一抬头，一个法西斯的军官站在他面前。
And so as he was about to eat, the can fell out of his hand, and there was a Nazi officer standing in front of him.
你是什么人干什么的?
He said, who are you? What are you doing here? He was so terrified that he didn't know what
to say.
And he had witnessed so many of his people dying at the hands of a man like this. He said, I used to be a pianist.
他说,
and said, well, what are you doing here? I'm starving.
那你怎么到我这个房间? 他说我是从那爬上来就讲给他看。
So how'd you get in here? Well, I came in through the side door.
他说那你给我弹首曲子吧。
So, well, play something for me then.
他就把他的那个罐头放在钢琴桌上。
So he put the can away.
弹的可能是肖邦, 我这个音乐不太好, 我不知道弹的谁。
I'm not a musician, so I don't know what he played.
弹的这个军官也如醉如痴, 他弹的也如醉如痴。
And he really, not only was he,
人的丑陋和嚣尖,
not only was he very into the music, but the officers also very touched. And for a moment, both of them forgot the ugliness of the world.
然后的军官呢, 又给他了一小块面包, 给他, 让他再上到楼上去。
And so the officer gave him a loaf of bread and sent him upstairs.
第二幕是什么呢? 你发现这个地方原来是一个纳粹的一个临时的指挥中心, 这是一个很高级的军官。
And so, well, later on, we find out that he had actually stumbled into the commands, a very high-level command center.
在这个苏联人打了之前, 他不断地送这个食物给这个钢琴师。
And so as he was fighting against the Soviets, he continued to give food to this pianist.
然后到最后一天苏联要撤退的时候, 他把这个钢琴师叫下来。
And then, but in the end, they had to pull back. So he called the pianist over.
然后那个谁说, 这个钢琴师说, 苏联人是不是快要赢了? 他说是, 他们快来了。
And so the man asked him, well, are the Soviets coming? Yes, they're coming soon, but it'll be a few days.
所以他也给了一大摞的面包给他。
And so he gave him a great big loaf of bread.
然后这个犹太人热泪盈眶说, 谢谢你。
And so with tears in his eyes, the Jewish man said, thank you so much.
然后这个法西斯军官说, yeah, it's not me. 他说但愿上帝在我们你面前有怜悯。
And so the officer replied, it was that me, that this is not my doing, but may God be merciful to you.
最后走的时候把他的泥色的军装给了他。
And then the officer also gave him his uniform.
看到吗? 就连这样的一位 法西斯的军官, 在良心的面前, 可以被受审, 可以被改变。
Even a man such as this could have his conscience be touched and repent.
这个波兰的犹太人到88岁在临终, 这个纳粹人在52年的时候, 在集中营就死了。And
so the Jewish man, he survived to in the 80s, but the officer, he died as a prisoner of war.
愿上帝帮助我们。
May God help all of us.
为了别人的益处, 永恒的益处,
for the eternal benefit of those around us.
借着耶稣基督的宝血, 给我们一个洁净的良心,
that we can have clean consciences through the
blood of Christ. 做一切的事情都是为了荣耀他。
And that we do all things in glorifying him.
主我们谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you to love us.
本来你应该是, 你那钉痕的手是可以审判我们的。
You could have judged us.
但是你钉痕的手为我们而钉,
but your hand was instead
承受了永恒的刑罚,
you bore the weight of hell for us.
主你来帮助我们今天, 靠着你有一个清洁的良心, 回到你面前说, 主, 饶恕我, 我愿意跟随你。
Lord, we ask that in this moment that you cleanse our consciences so that when we come before you in true repentance that we can once again walk with you.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
有心中愿意悔改信靠耶稣的人会后可以告诉我。
If you have felt repentance in your heart and believe in Jesus, I would like to know.